I grew up, you know, going to boarding schools, but I also grew up going to school like in Austin, Texas, or like I grew up near Oceanside in California. So I had two very different upbringings. But even when I was growing up like in white, quote unquote, white society, I still thought all the little girls wove too. I didn't think I was the only one. So when I found out that, you know, other girls didn't weave, it was kind of puzzling to me. So it's like, well, what do you do when you're at home? Because, you know, I would wake up on Saturday mornings and I would weave. I would watch TV and weave at the same time. And then, you know, I would do different art shows with my cousins and my sisters. And we would always come back to Arizona and we'd do shows like the student art show at the Herd. And then we'd also do like Santa Fe Indian Market in New Mexico. So there was always something to look forward to throughout the year. So when I found out that other kids didn't have that, it was really, I didn't understand it. So, you know, where I'm at right now, I'm very, very fortunate that I did have those artistic outlets like the Herd Museum to kind of foster those creative endeavors, and that they were there to give positive reinforcement as a younger kid growing up, because, you know, I did grow up on the reservation, and you know, a lot of times when you don't have something to occupy your time, you kind of go off and aren't really making the most of, you know, all the talent that you have. So I was very fortunate that I did have Navajo weaving or textiles in general to keep me, you know, on the straight and narrow.